Nolte, NPR stands behind debunked fable about SCOTUS mask controversy. By John Nolte on January 20, 2022. Although everyone involved has gone on the record to debunk far-left NPR's fable about a mask controversy at the Supreme Court, the taxpayer-funded welfare queens still stand by it. You see, being a left-wing propaganda outlet means never having to say you're sorry. On Tuesday, NPR ran a now-debunked story claiming Chief Justice John Roberts asked all 9 members of the Supreme Court to wear masks. Per NPR, Roberts' request was at the behest of Associate Justice Sonia Sotomayor. The 67-year-old leftist justice was worried about the Omicron surge with respect to her personal health problems. NPR then claimed that conservative Justice Neil Gorsuch is such a mean and terrible person. He refused to mask up, which forced Sotomayor to work remotely. NPR's story came from one unnamed source. By Wednesday at noon, everyone involved in the story, and I do mean everyone, went on the record to debunk the story. Both Justice Sotomayor and Gorsuch released the following statement, reporting that Justice Sotomayor asked Justice Gorsuch to wear a mask surprised us. It is false. While we may sometimes disagree about the law, we are warm colleagues and friends. Then the Chief Justice himself issued a statement. I did not request Justice Gorsuch or any other justice to wear a mask on the bench. So NPR runs this story based on an anonymous source. All 3 people named in the story go on the record to deny the report unequivocally. And what do the proven liars at NPR do? They stand by the story, I don't link fake news. NPR stands by its reporting. What is incontrovertible is that all the justices have at once started wearing masks, except Gorsuch. Meanwhile, Sotomayor has stayed out of the courtroom. Instead, she has participated remotely in the court's arguments and the justices' weekly conference, where they discuss the cases and vote on them. That pattern continued Wednesday as the court heard arguments in a campaign finance case brought by Senator Ted Cruz, Republican Texas. And that's it. You see, when you are part of the left-wing propaganda machine, that's all you have to do. So NPR can just say, despite the 3 people actually involved saying otherwise, nyah, nyah. It's incontrovertible because blah, blah, blah. NPR did no additional reporting, nothing. So how is this possible? Why will NPR get away with this? Well, this is how broken the establishment media ecosystem is. In a sane ecosystem, in an ecosystem where the rest of the media cared about things like credibility, NPR would be pressed to explain itself. To answer why we should believe its anonymous source over the 3 people directly involved issuing very public denials. But that's not how the establishment media operate anymore. As long as these fake news fables further the cause, it's all about protecting each other, circling the wagons, and ignoring these self-inflicted broadsides against their own credibility in the hope they will go away. And this is what the media have become. Just another political machine determined to hold on to their left-wing base by spreading lies and standing by them. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.